Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast. This is our inspiration call and we're excited that you are here getting settled in and are ready to just receive God's word as we go forward on this amazing topic. We have truly been blessed to be talking about rebuild, restore, renew. That's right, rebuild, restore, renew. A gift that we all receive, that as Christians, we have the gift of coming into this life and then being born again. God said, God lets us know it doesn't end right there because we have the opportunity to denounce the sin that we are born into such that we can live, rebuild, renew, restore the life that's in Him. What a glorious gift that is indeed. And it's something that we're honored just by the fact that we are up this morning. We get to renew a whole new day in Him and make that choice on a daily basis. Daily basis, which is absolutely phenomenal and one that I truly, truly enjoy. God Himself, if we look at it, choose to look at it in this way, God Himself is the great architect. We know that He has a plan for our lives before we were even formed in our mother's wombs. We know He has a planned purpose for our lives. We know that He has put that all together to understand whom we will come in contact with and the possibilities. Once again, if we choose to have this amazing, amazing, in-depth, full life. His words that He has gifted to us are His plans that clearly state how the church, His church, is to be structured. And remember, He's not talking about a physical building. He's talking about us as His children, who He calls to be His friends. Scripture also reminds us that, you know, when we do plant a seed, when we do share His word, that that seed is able for it to grow must be on fertile ground. Well, just as a seed should be on fertile ground and nurtured to receive, such should a church, a house, be built on a solid foundation, a foundation set in Him. And that requires, for those who may or may not be in construction and know what it takes to develop a foundation, it takes time. There's a preparation phase, and proper preparation, support, etc., to ensure that when that foundation is set, it will not crack over time. And even if it doesn't ring a bell for you what that foundation is, think of Queen Esther. We read, you know, the book of Malachi. Before she became queen, before the queen, you know, selected her that this was the one that he wanted to spend his time with, she had to go through a preparation phase, a whole year. As a matter of fact, of preparation to be prepared and God and prepared to be chosen. So it's for us to remember that when that foundation is set, the fullness of God's design can truly, truly be accomplished. That's why it is so important when we look to rebuild, restore, renew. We know what we're building on. We know that that foundation has been securely put in place, and it is one that is sound in what God has in store for our lives. God wants us to enjoy the fullness of His design, His design. He wants us to enjoy the life that He gives and He wants to carry out in the works of ministry, what he wants us to share with all his people. So we are here again. For those who have just joined on the line, you are on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Inspiration Call. We are here to enjoy, restore, rebuild, renew as our topic. And we're going to do so by going forward with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
We do welcome everybody to the call this morning as we're talking about rebuilding, restoring, and renewing things. Okay, and it starts with the house of God. And since we are the house of God, God was a perfect, yeah, I do know he was a carpenter, okay. But in the Bible, you don't see where he built physical houses like he built spiritual houses. And that was the extent of his carpentry. But when Jesus touched it, it is, you know, a restoration process. It is a rebuilding process. It is a renewal. Okay, not to the sense of what we think is, you know, old happy day. Jesus restores and rebuilds and renews things that, you know, some people don't even know has been worked on. But just know that if you can stand the test of time, if you can stand the wiles and the snares of the devil, your foundation has to be right, whether you realize it or not. And the foundation is the first part of any restoration project, any rebuilding project, any renewal project. Your foundation is very, very, very key, and it's important. Ms. Tiana, with that being said, let us go ahead and open up with prayer so we can get started on the call.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and truly first thing come together to worship you. We are so grateful that we have this means to come together in fellowship. So, Heavenly Father, as we go forward, we just say thank you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. And we thank you for this great opportunity to just be here, one to another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Who I have with me on this morning?
It's me, Mr. Carr.
Okay. So the floor is yours.
All right. As we were talking, restore, rebuild, renew. God truly wants us to live out this life that he's given us and work it through the ministry of his son, Jesus Christ. What I love is that Jesus told his disciples face to face, as the Father sent me into this world, I now send you. He was sent to restore us from our former selves, just as he did walking with the disciples, so that we may be born again in him. He also promised that whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, as it says in John 14 and 12. So with that, with a renewed life, we are ambassadors of Christ, and we need to be equipped for advancing his kingdom in and through each and everything that we do. Jesus promised that when the church lives, when we live, right, according to God's design, then nothing can withstand it. Nothing can withstand God's design, because his design is for advancement. His design is for triumph. God's design for advancement and to conquer. And we need to understand that as God's people, that we can move in the power and authority of Jesus Christ, so that when it is time to restore, rebuild, renew, we have the strength to do so. Ephesians 2 and 10 says that God created us in his son's image, in his image. God created us in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we may walk in them. But there was a plan for us. He planned that we would have a life of good works. He planned that we would have a life of purpose. But we have that choice to make to be rebuilt, restored, renewed. Having purpose gives people life and energy. And that life and energy to rebuild whatever's been torn down, to restore whatever has been lost, to renew our minds so that we can move forward in our lives. So we must do so and know that it requires us having a personal relationship with Christ. We must know that having that personal relationship with Christ allows us to be restored in our relationship with God and to recover from any sin that we have lost ourselves to so that we can be rebuilt and renewed in Him. And to be renewed, rebuilt, restored is a freed mind. It starts there. Because where the mind goes, everything else will follow. And that can only happen if we recognize that we are operating in sin. It is then our responsibility to rebuke whatever it is that's gotten us to this place. In order to do that, we must once again understand that authority that God has given us. What I love is that each and every day He gives us this opportunity to crucify our flesh. Each and every day, that should be working towards a place of replacing our former way so that we are living to the ways of God's living. I love in Scripture where there's a story of Zacchaeus where he made a declaration of how he was going to change his life. Instead of exploiting and extracting increased taxes from people, he was going to make restitution and pay back four times all that he had illegally taken from them. Additionally, he was going to give 50% of his money to the poor. This is just an example of real repentance. He not only replaced his former way of life with one that aligned with God's original design, but he also was giving a life of love. When God exposes these things in our lives that has been built up and needs to be torn down so that we can now live in Him, we have the opportunity to make a declaration of how exactly we're going to live our life according to His Spirit. And that's power. And that requires us to take action. So once we do that, then we can receive that filling, that fullness of God's Spirit, that fullness of the life that He designed for us, being rebuilt, restored, renewed. I hope you ate well.
Okay. So one of the things that you mentioned, Ms. T, on our challenge, you said the first thing is a freed mind?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Explain that again.
A free mind is one that removes all those things of the past, everything in our, what the things that we think typically turns into our words or our actions. And we've got to eliminate those things, those thoughts that are not aligned with God.
Okay. Read Proverbs 9 and 10 for everybody right quick. Y'all, we're talking about restoration, rebuilding, and renewing. Okay, I don't want it to sound good. I want it to be right. Read Proverbs 9 and 10, because I challenge what you just said, because you said a freed mind when you understand that you're sinning. Read Proverbs 9 and 10.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge.
Read that again. Start it over again and read it slow for everybody, so everybody can see what I just challenged.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Operative word.
And then that.
Mm-hmm. The beginning. Mm-hmm. And the knowledge of the Holy One is only understanding. The Bible said, all thy getting, get an understanding. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. It's not that I understand that I'm sinning. If you want to rebuild something, if you want to restore something, if you want to renew something, you don't start out by saying, well, I know what it's not. The very first thing that you got to do is reverence. To fear God is to reverence God. It's to highly esteem God. Just to put nothing above God. That's the beginning of all of this. In other words, God, I'll go where you say go. Because, see, if you recognize the fact that you sin first, how can you be restored? Because what happened is you're trying to fix your mess. And I do believe we had a call about that. When kids try and fix messes that parents only can fix, and you start to mess it up. Let me say that again. Because when we teach them, we got to teach right. If you, the first thing that you do, is you say, I understand where I am. No, that is not it. Because you can very well be in God. In other words, your restoration project, your renewal project, your rebuilding project, you don't have to be necessarily sinning. But the Bible says the renewing of the mind on a daily basis. That don't mean that you're in bad standing. He still wants to renew you, although you thought it was good. Remember the Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but in the end it leads to destruction. How many people you know are holier than thou? In other words, they don't see themselves as sinning. People who are in a reprobate state don't see themselves as sinning, no more than the person who's in God don't think that they're doing wrong either. Don't you know you're doing wrong when you remain the same?
Yes, sir.
So in other words, certain things you can't graduate from, and faith is one of them. Your health is one of them, too, because you can be in shape 2 years ago where you're at today. You can be in shape today where you're going to be in 3 weeks from now. So if that's the physical health, what about the spiritual? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge. To reverence God, start there. Because when you start there, you'll come as you are. In other words, I'm going to come, bring all these things to God, you know, you heavy burdened. I don't try and fix it before I get there. You know how many people say, hey, I know I'm going to start working out. Let me go try and restore my cardiovascular. Up until I do, that's not the right thing to do. Go to the trainer and let them figure this out. That's not the right thing to do. For you to recognize it and you try and fix it. The Bible says, come as you are. Why do you think he said come as you are?
So that he can restore.
Right. He has the tools it takes to rebuild and renew and restore things. He's the great carpenter. He is the carpenter. The I am, I am. That's God himself. Ain't that good, y'all?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about a restoration process, project, a purposeful restoration, watch this. Let's turn to Ms. Tanner. 1 John 5:4. Y'all write that down for me this morning. Go ahead, wake up now. 1 John 5:4. What do I got to say on that one? 1 John, y'all write it down if you got a pen and paper, if you have your cell phone, just put in your cell phone. 1 John 5:4. What we got?
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
For everyone who has been born of God, you overcome the world. When you have been born of God, when you have been born again, you overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Well, look at their restoration project. Look at their renewal project. Our faith gives us victory. Because faith is not what you just believe. The totality of faith is what I believe and my actions that line up with it. See, faith requires that I first have a fear of God, a respect for God, a reverence for God. God, I'll go where you say go, even though I don't understand what I see, but I do understand who sent me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It gets good now. Look at that renewal project. Because look at that rebuilding project. Look at that restoration project. At one time, you wouldn't. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Look at the wood that has been replaced in your life. Now, watch this, y'all. I want y'all to catch this. I told you, I like to turn up. Now, remember the Bible said, before you remove the speck, remove the plank. Now, what plank we talking about since we're building projects over here? Oh, Lord. Is that okay?
In our own eyes? Yes,
sir. In our own life. Look at that. Look at restoration, Mr. DJ. Look at rebuilding, Miss LaTanya. Mr. Bree, look at the renewal project. Why do you think he used speck, which is like a splinter? They hurt, but a plank can knock you out. In other words, I need you to remove the plank before you try and rebuild their house. You trying to rebuild their house based on nitpicking things with specks? Well, that's splinters. Since we're talking about wood, what about the plank in yours? I need you, to remove the plank. In other words, you can be a part of the demolition process, but the rebuilding is on me.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Wow. Can I help somebody this morning? Restore, rebuild, renew. Why do you think it's so easy for people in the world, yes, Lord, to tear people down and they can't build them up? Because, see, that's natural. Boy, the seed of Adam, the sin seed of Adam and Eve, the sin seed of Adam and Eve. See, the thing about Adam and Eve's seed, because they sin, and we're part of that, this is why we got to be born again. See, had Adam and Eve not sinned, do you understand you wouldn't have to be... Tell them what I'm about to say, Miss Tiana. You wouldn't have to be born again.
That's right.
You do know that, right? But it's okay. It's okay because now God get a chance to separate the wheat from the tare. In other words, it's only right that we tear things down. But even Jesus, before he tore down, he hugged the house. Watch this. Before he tore the house down to restore it, he hugged the house. Watch this. Before he tore the house down to rebuild it, he hugged it. Watch this. Before he tore the house down to renew it, he hugged it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the perfect house. You remember the rich young ruler? Jesus said, it's one thing that you lack. But before he said, it's one thing that you lack, he embraced him. In other words, you shouldn't have the right dumpster out there to collect the remains. Y'all missing this?
Come on.
See, we want to be hood and ghetto, no disrespect to nobody. But see, we don't go do it the proper way and get the proper permits in the bin to when we tear stuff down, we don't give it to God. Because see, when you tear it down, you'll do it God's way. The Bible said, whoa, watch this. If you see your brother in error, go to them and go to them and rebuild, okay. Go to them and renew them. He said, when you see your brother in error, go to them in love. Mm-hmm. And restore them. But if you don't be, on my team and restore them, you have failed. You have been tempted, and you have failed too. He said, when you see your brother in error, go to them in love and restore them. In other words, go to them on my behalf. Get a permit from me. Yes, Lord. Get a permit from me. And then when you get a permit from me, I'm going to put a bin out in front of the house, meaning they sold. And then I want you to tear all that down so I can do the rebuilding because I'm the one who gives the blueprint. But what we do is see the flesh, the seed of Adam, they'll get a permit from God. And see, this is why so many people talk about you, stab you in your back, try and tear your house down. What happens is it's easy for somebody to tear. It don't take a genius to tear that down. But watch this. Why do you think it's hard for them to build you up? Now what?
Right.
Oh, Lord. Man, why do you think the building up process only lasts 30 days, 24 hours? You know why? Because you can't rebuild nothing without God. So they're trying to emulate something that they do not understand. And what happens is the wind starts to blow. They see their project wasn't right. See, this is why friendships fall, because it wasn't built. The foundation wasn't in God. If your foundation in God, you have just built on what? Rocky ground?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Y'all love this, right? Specks. Planks. Before you remove the speck,
before you remove the splinter, it takes more than a splinter to tear something down. You got to remove the plank. In other words, follow me. In other words, get my inspection. In other words, get my approval. In other words, so you don't have to go before a state board, huh, to build on this. You go before God, huh? You pull a permit. You pull a permit. You go to God. You do it the right way. You get the right carpenter. And see, you pull a permit. Uh-huh. Or they'll let you tear it down. You can watch the build-up. You can watch the rebuild. You can watch the restoration. You can watch the renewal. But, ma'am, we got this. Ain't that something? That's mighty, mighty, mighty funny how it's easy for people to tear it down. Because anybody can do that. Just give them a crowbar, a sledgehammer, some saws, sheetrock cutters. Anybody can tear down. But can they build up?
Mm. All right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right.
So it is in the flesh. So it is in the spirit, it is in the flesh. Don't you understand that it takes a skill set to build something up? It takes a skill set to restore something. Mm-hmm. It takes a skill set to rebuild something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It takes a skill set to renew something. But it's funny how people who are not even attached to God know how to tear it down.
Mm.
I don't think y'all understand. Huh? Your haters, your enemies. Uh-huh. The people on the other side, your opposition called the world, called the enemy, huh? Was born for a reason. Judas was created for a reason. Because if it wasn't for him, huh? Lord, huh? Boy, didn't the Bible say all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord? You understand God put them in your house to tear down because they don't have as much, they don't have good knowledge, common sense. They don't have the wherewithal. They're not as smart as they think they are. So, in other words, they're doing God's dirty work because skilled people don't tear down, they build up. See, they got to do the ones. They got to do the cheap labor. They got to be the ones to tear down. But watch this. All things work together. Don't worry about the fact that they put you down, talked about you. Let God restore you. That's a part of the process. Do you understand? In other words, get the cheap word about the word first. Let them tear down. Watch God do the renewal.
Amen.
Oh, boy, y'all missed it.
That's right.
You getting mad? Listen, I don't know if y'all know anything about contractors. You deal with the Lord have mercy. You deal with the, watch this, y'all. You deal with the contractor. Huh? When you're talking about renewing something, rebuilding something, restoring something, you deal with the contractor. You don't know who all the contractor's workers are until they get there. So very well, you might not see the contractor until 7 days later. But he's sending, he lets you know, hey, I'm sending somebody, you know, I have my crew coming. You don't recognize them, but they're coming to tear it down. They ain't the ones who are going to finish it either. They just tear it down. Lord, in other words, Judas, I need you. Judas, your purpose is to put him up on the cross. Judas, huh? Anybody can tear down. You're still a part of God's plan. Anybody can tear down. That still is a plan, part of the plan to tear down. Because why would you build on something without first tearing it down? You don't put cologne or perfume on if you haven't tore down the dirt and mean to take a bath. Now, do you?
Come on.
Somebody talking about what I have. Well, you wrong. Huh? Well, that little quick bath, they take cat baths and stuff like that? No. You understand? A good carpenter will say, hey, I'm not going to talk about the last carpenter. Because I think, wink, wink, you had something to do with your rebuilding process. See, you try to rebuild yourself. You know, when you tried to get over the things of old. What you did was you blotted them out. Man, man, man.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
Mm.
What you did when you tried to rebuild yourself? Huh? It used to hurt you. What did you do, somebody? What did you do? Come on, Miss Tiana. What did you do? How did you try and rebuild your past? Huh? How did you try and do it? Show it that I'm good now. I'm strong. What did you do? Give me a guess, Miss Tiana. Everybody don't.
They do. They do like self-help books. All by themselves, try to go talk to their own friends.
And y'all hear that? Anybody? Star 5, what do you do? You have done the restoration process on your own. Star 5, real quick,
Somebody give me a real quick answer. Real quick. Star 5 is right quick.
Everybody's waiting on everybody else.
Hmm?
Everyone's waiting on everybody else. Oh, there we go.
Who we got?
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you on mute? Okay. Good morning. How are you? Great. Thank you. I'm fine. Mr. Clark, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Ms. Hannah, go ahead and repeat it.
Yeah. What do you do when you try to do things yourself?
What is the first thing that you do when you're trying to restore something on your own without God's help?
I mess it up for one thing.
But that's not the mindset. What is the first thing? Okay, the typical, let me lead by example. One of the first things that people typically do, they try and prove to their old that they got it going on. They try and prove it wrong. They try and prove
right.
I can do better than you. They can try and prove I can do bad all by myself, that I can do it without you. What's the one of the first things that people do? Give me one other.
I try to fix it.
Okay.
I try to go in and fix it.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Now, with that being said, y'all, Zechariah 9 and 12, real quickly, Ms. Tiana, I want you to read it. Y'all, watch this. Zechariah 9 and 12. Y'all write it down. I typically read from the New King James Version. That's a good one, but you can read from the NIV, King James, whatever you know, you understand best. So Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. What you got, Ms. Tiana?
Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Amen.
In other words, look at this. God said return to that which was your stronghold, which kept you captive. Because, see, when you truly have been renewed, when you truly have been restored, when you truly have been rebuilt, return to that thing that used to captivate you. Now I want you to show it me. I want you to show it the real carpenter. Huh? Because when you returned the first time, you did it on your own. It tore you down. Now I'm telling you, return. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Huh? But see, when you return, and you see that, you know, you're prisoners of hope. You're a prisoner of hope. That's what the Bible said, huh?
Yes.
Huh? Well, when you do totally do what God said do, today I declare to restore to you double. But they say double for your trouble. You done heard that before, right?
Yes, sir.
That means some tearing down had to take place. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember when an unclean spirit leaves, it goes out into arid places. That's the first part is right. But it returns to find a void. In other words, we try and get it right without God. And we still empty, huh? And that old stronghold know you still empty. The old thing that used to live in a house know ain't nobody's there. Because I know what it sounds like when somebody there. I know it's still vacant. So what they do is swindle their way right on back in. But stronger this time. Hmm? But stronger this time. And it becomes a stronghold because it has gotten stronger. But watch the renewal, restoration, rebuilding process. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this again. You tear down. I need you to go ahead and tear that thing down. Huh? If you see your brother in error, go to them in love. Uh-huh. If you see, look at the word he said, if you see him in error. How can you see a messed up house if you don't have a good inspector's eye?
Amen.
Translated. How can you see sin? Translated. How can you see if something need to be rebuilt if you hadn't been rebuilt yourself first?
All right.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but renewal,
mm-hmm.
restoration, huh? Rebuilding, hair, house, whatever it is. How can you be a beautician and your hair messed up? How can you be a barber and you don't take care of you? Huh? But I do want y'all to know, beauticians, anybody in cosmetology school, they don't necessarily do their own hair. You know they let their friends who they trust do their hair. Who's also a beautician.
Let me tell you something about barbers. Barbers typically don't even cut their hair. The person who they trust in the barbershop cuts their hair. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Because there's only so much you can see. It's your head.
Right.
Y'all see where I'm going with this? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Why you think God say fellowship? Because he put carpenters together. Huh? Not only he put y'all together, he parts y'all. He say, be in the world but not of the world. In other words, I put you over there so you should be able to inspect what is wrong. Now, they're going to say, don't judge me. Huh? That's what they're going to tell you. Let me be great. Huh? But their definition of great is not God's definition of great. Their definition of rebuilding and renewed is not God's definition. I don't care that they've been very mad 25 years. They don't think that, listen, just because they got a ring and they got a smile on their face don't mean that they're happy.
Tell it.
Huh?
Tell it.
Does not mean that they have been rebuilt. They built it on their own. That's why when the first wind come by, the relationship crumbles. In other words, when the first fling come by, he go after it. When the first fling come by, she gone too. They're married, but they're cheating. What sense that make? See, if it had been rebuilt the right way, yeah. If the foundation was right from Gideon, yeah. Huh? Them two inspectors now become one company. You know, flesh of my flesh, bone of my, they become one in God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have two inspectors' eyes on it, isn't it easy to catch any leak, crack in that foundation, in the house? Huh? Law, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Huh? The house called marriage, isn't it easy to rebuild something when the foundation is solid? But if your foundation is not in God, what you in that friendship for? Because that house is going to, that little shed that you had, that little tin shed, is going to tear down. Because see, y'all, what's going to happen is, it's going to dry rot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Satan says, I desire to sift you as wheat. In other words, I don't just want to take you out like that. I want to put my spirit, call termites on you. Termites even eat through brick, if you didn't know.
Mm, yep.
Did y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
Give them enough time. Huh? In other words, just because you have a solid foundation in God today don't mean that it's going to be there 10 years from now. You got to constantly undo periodic checkups and treatment, huh? Ain't that right? Hmm? So when God says restore, rebuild, and renew, he'll tell you, huh, how to do it. He'll do it. He'll work with you. And he'll tell you the inspection. He'll tell you the upkeep process. You don't just buy it. See, children think that you just got it. You have a car. They don't know about a bill. See, we're not a child no more. So we understand that it's called maintenance. We don't live in no apartment. We live in mansions, right? This house that we have, this spiritual house that we house, that God has rebuilt, this ain't no doggone apartment. This is a mansion. Many people can live here. We got a nation up in here. You know, in other words, the upkeep is going to be a little bit up there. You think that you can just have a mansion in there with no upkeep?
No.
Oh, my. When you see your brother in the air, go to them in love. The reason why it's easy, Lord, Jesus, that's the reason why it's easy for you to tell them, hey, that's wrong. Don't judge me. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, I'm rendering to you what's already the law. I'm rendering to you the inspection process. I'm telling you, if an inspector come by here, he's going to tear it down because it don't belong in his neighborhood. Go to them in love. Go to them in God. Hey, you know, that inspection, that ain't right. Hmm? What you doing with your marriage? What you doing with your relationship? What you doing with your life? What you doing with your taxes? That ain't right. What you doing with your children? That ain't right. If they reject you, go take somebody else who's on the neighborhood watch. Because we done paid a lot of money for these houses over here. We're not putting you down. We just want you to come up to standard, to par. Go get other people in the church. Huh? And they don't listen to y'all. Go get the elders. If they don't listen to y'all, wipe your hand, dust your feet. Huh? At the front door, that's where you wipe your hand and dust your feet at. Go in, and you also wipe your hand and dust your feet when you're coming out. Oh, yeah, restoring, rebuilding, renewing, huh? You see them in error. Go to them in love. You know why a lot of people don't go to people when they're sinning and doing wrong and restore them and rebuild them and renew them? Because God not in them either. How can I tell something, Lord? Watch this. How can I tell? Y'all ever seen somebody who got good hair and they do hair and they know how to do things when they see error, because they love that person so much, they say, come here, baby. You seen Steve Harvey on Family Feud? See, he do suits and ties, and he promotes it. Look at how he subtly promotes it. People call it dry snitching. Watch how he subtly promotes it without promoting it hard. Let me straighten your tie for you, man, while he's still talking Family Feud business. He's showing a link. Not only do I wear my suits, because Steve Harvey do suits, and that's a part of one of many of his businesses. Huh? Right? I'm not a fan, but I'm just telling you what it is. I keep it one thousand word, not real. Huh? He's doing it as a cross promotion. He didn't say the name of the company, just know he got one. In other words, when you're around it so much, you know what's off. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
When you're around it so much, you know what's off. And when you love what you do and you love who you represent, you know what looks off. In other words, the Bible said, oh, no man, nothing but to love them. When you love people like God told you to love people, that don't mean that you got to eros love with them, erotic love. That means that I got to agape, filial love with them. I got to storge love with them. That means I love you and God. Can I tell you something? You know that wasn't right. Huh? He said, go to them in love. Go to them in God. Go to them with the right builders, renewals, restoration, the renovators project. Go to them in love. Because maybe they didn't get the note that he put on their doorstep. So you go to them and you knock. Jehovah Witness. We didn't put a bad name on it. No, we are a witness of God. Call it what you want to call it. I really don't care. You understand? So we become a witness of God. And what happens is we go in love. So God tells us how to. Because now we become the official of men. He said, you see them in error, go to them in love. And restore them. Look at what he said after that. And restore them. Rebuild them. Renew them. Do an overhaul. And if you don't do the restoration process, you have been tempted and failed. Huh? A part of the restoration process is that your house be right, so you're giving them something to look at. Because the Bible says God will meet us where we are. So everybody can receive God in faith. But when your house good, shouldn't they be marveling at yours? And be like, wow, how you get that? And you say, don't worry about it. I'm going to help you. Look, I'm going to help you tear yours down, but we'll get it. We'll get you there. Don't worry about it. Hello?
Amen.
A part of the restoration process, a part of the renewal process, a part of the rebuild project is that you're giving them blueprints. In other words, you ever seen people have a business, the builder's still old, and they got the blueprint, not just a blueprint, they got the final how it's going to look. Huh? Somebody then did graphic work and showing them how their building going to look, and they keep that in the frame because now they have a landscape, they have a focal point. They can see it, they can vision. So they couldn't envision it spiritually, but now they can envision it naturally. In other words, you become the natural vision. You become the natural blueprint of the restoration, rebuilding, and restoring project. You, my friend, are the natural evidence of what it is to be rebuilt. If you haven't been restored, if you haven't been renewed, how many people are you going to help?
All right.
Ms. Tiana, let's go ahead and pray.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the word that's gone forth. And for all those who have just received of it, Heavenly Father, may we know that it is our duty as renewed Christians, born again, that we are to walk in the word that has gone forth and to share it with others so they too, Heavenly Father, can receive of you. We thank you for providing us this foundation of this ministry that just shows to us, Heavenly Father, what it is to be of solid ground, fertile ground, ground in which your seed, as it's implanted, can continue to grow. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. And remember, okay, the restoration process, rebuilding and renewal process starts with you. Be the physical evidence of those who cannot see God spiritually. Remember that now. It's easy for people to tear things down. That's a part of the process. But the people that tear down and don't build up, that's not from God. But you know the plans. They got another crew coming. Y'all have a great day.
Amen. Bye-bye.